Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. You are listening to Counted Victory by the Williams Brothers. Amen. That's one of my favorites. Hallelujah. Well, we welcome you back to a time of reflection. Amen. I hope you are having a blessed and glorious day. It's just as peaceful as could be at my home. The kids are in school, so I'm just salvation, what God has done. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Wasn't feeling too good on yesterday, but I thank God for renewed energy on today. I thank Him for renewed mind. I thank Him for strengthening me physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. We all need to be strengthened in every area of our lives. I tell you, when God has been good to you, amen, and you're able to have all the activities of your limbs and your mind is sound and your vision is clear, amen, that's something to give God praise for. Amen. Don't worry about the houses and the land. Just praise Him for your life. Praise Him for your help. Praise Him for your strength. Amen. You know, back in the day when we would have testimony service, you don't hear that no more, Evangelist Joshua. Amen. Testimony service, you know, people get up and say, you know, sometimes the pastor would say, well, that's all y'all know. Thank God for my life, health, and strength. Thank Him for the activities of my limbs. But you know what? It was a blessing to hear people stand up and attest to that. Glory to God, and especially the day that we're living in today, honey, you better give God glory for any time you're able to put one foot before the other, for any time you're able to think clearly, amen, and you don't have any physical handicaps and you're able to feed yourself and you're able to bathe yourself, and you're not dependent on someone else. We could be in a facility. Amen, amen. We ain't guaranteed to wake up in our whole minds, clothed in our right minds. We're not guaranteed that. Amen. It's only because of the goodness of the Lord. Amen. So I thank God today. I give Him glory and I give Him praise. I thank God for all of the listeners that have tuned in and have been such a blessing in my family, in my life. Amen. I thank God for you all. I tell you, you all are in my thoughts and in my prayers daily. I'll never forget all of the listeners that God has blessed to come on this line. I can even remember, amen, when we first founded this broadcast and began to air. Amen, and we met so many wonderful people, and I remember Pastor Adams, as a matter of fact, talked with him about 2 weeks ago, and he had this broadcast called The Circle of Love, and it would come on at 6 in the morning, California time, and I stayed on that broadcast for about 3 months with The Circle of Love and met Pastor Lady Carol Stafford and Bruce Siller and met them over at Pastor Johnson's church there in Stockton. And then I was privileged to meet two of my dear friends, Evangelist Joshua and Sister Ruby Larry. I tell you, and we have just been friends throughout those years, and they were some of the founders. I call them founders. They helped found this broadcast. Amen. And Mother Gaines, I was talking to Evangelist Joshua the other day, and Mother Gaines passed away while I was in New Orleans attending a funeral for my aunt. Amen. Mother Chazelle Gaines, she passed away. And many of you all know Mother Charity, and some of you, since we haven't been on the line, Mother Charity has transitioned on to be with the Lord. Amen. So all of these wonderful people, Millie was a Hispanic lady that came on out of Conyers, Georgia, and she passed away. And just so many that have graced this broadcast, and I tell you, they were saved and sanctified and loved the Lord. And when you meet people that love the Lord, stay connected to them. Stay connected to them, because those people have favor upon their lives, amen, and they're blessed. And if you're in the midst or you're in their presence, you'll be blessed also. And then you'll be able to glean something from them. You know, the Bible says age should speak and multitude of years should give counsel. He called the young because they're strong, but he called the old because they know the way. Sometimes we get a little sidetracked and we think, you know, we know it all. And amen. And you know, we don't want to hear anybody. We just want to do our own thing, and we're hard-headed. And sometimes you got to bump your head a few times, amen. And, you know, at 20 and 30 years old, they're quick to tell you, I'm grown. You know, I'm grown. Okay, hey, okay, you're grown. But you haven't lived anything. You haven't experienced anything, amen. So we're just thankful for all of our listeners that have tuned in throughout our time here with a time of reflection. And I'm excited today because we have a young man, a prophet, amen, a man that God connected me to out of New Orleans, Louisiana. And I tell you, he's been there for me, amen. He's been there for my family. Glory to God, every event I've hosted in New Orleans after meeting this young man, I've been privileged to fellowship with him, and he's been there when at the loss of my granddaughter, was there to conduct the services and everything, and was there even this past December. We went down and fed over 140 some odd seniors at a senior complex, and he was right there to minister word to the people. So I'm excited today to have him on the line with us. But before he comes on, I'm just going to go to Minister Darrell and ask her to just open up with the word of prayer, glory to God, and then we're going to get right on into what God is speaking to our hearts on today. God bless you, Minister Darrell.
God bless you, Pastor Bernard. How are you today, lovely lady?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
All right. On top and going high. You like your bishop seat.
Hallelujah. Yes,
hallelujah. Amen. Open up with the prayer, word of prayer for us on today.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, Lord God. We just want to thank you. We thank you for this woman of God, Lord God, a woman after your own heart, Lord God. We thank you for this prayer line, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you. We glorify you, Lord. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord God. We ask that you bless the speaker that's going to speak to us on this day. I pray that each and every person on this line, Lord God, open up their hearts to receive and open their ears to hear and apply this word to your life. Let God know that we are available to do anything and everything that he has assigned to us. We bless each and every person. We bless every family member. We bless your home. And we thank you, and Jesus, have him your way today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Darrell. We're going to go right on to our speaker. Amen. Some of you all have had an opportunity to meet him, and those of you that didn't, I'd like to just take this moment right now and introduce to you all our speaker for the hour, and that's none other than Bishop Shante Sutton of Destiny
Amen.
Institute,
Amen.
All the way out of New Orleans, Louisiana. God bless you, Bishop.
Amen. Amen. Can you all hear me? I've been saying something and nobody's responding. Can everyone hear me?
We hear you.
Can everyone hear me?
Okay, I opened your line and they had a little noise.
Okay, no
but
problem.
But you're
I just
open.
Want to make sure people can hear me. Okay, good. Good
yes.
evening, everyone. It's good to be on with Pastor Adrian Bernard and Destiny Church. I thank you for the opportunity. I'm always glad when I get an opportunity to do anything for the work of the Lord and for the Master's use. Our topic is Be Not Entangled. With the entanglement with bondage or whatever we can be entangled with. We know in this day and in this day and time, there's so many things that we find ourselves being bamboozled and intrigued with. There's so much that's going on in our nation, so much that's going on in the body of Christ. There's so much that's going on in the world. But however, the Word of God is clear, and the Word of God is our path. I don't care what they're saying on CNN. I don't care what they're saying on MSNBC. I don't care what is being said on any of the social media outlets. The Word of God is a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet, and that is our guide. So while the Apostle Paul, who is pending the letter to the Galatia church, and we know that Paul is writing to Galatia while in prison. It is one of the prison epistles. But it's one of the places that Paul had visited on his second missionary journey. And Ephesus, Philippians, and Galatia, and the churches of Corinth are all letters that have been penned while the apostle is in prison. And he is listening by way of the topics that the people are dealing with by way of the sons who he had in ministry, and they're letting him know by way of visitation some of the things that's going on back in the churches. And one of the things that you constantly hear Paul call out in all of his letters and all of the penmanship that he writes, he talks about that there has been an issue whereas we keep getting on and we keep getting off. One of the songs of the church is, "Lord, keep me on this highway. I don't want to stumble. I don't want to fall. Keep me on this highway, Lord." And so as the Apostle Paul is talking to the church of Galatia, he demonstrates a pattern by way of talking about the fruits of the Spirit by verses of the lust of the flesh. And one of the things that we struggle with in the body of Christ is love. We struggle with unilateral, unconditional love. Because what happens, we have conditional love, we have mediocre love, we have rudimentarian love, which means it is based on how you treat me or how you receive me or how you are reciprocal or receptive of what I bring to the table. But love being the most genuine gift means that love that goes from breath to breath, heart to heart, the one that sees no measure, sees no merit. That is the love that we must have. And if we're walking in that love, we're not entangled with bondage, because with bondage comes hate. With bondage comes malice. With bondage comes envy, strife, and those things that he has to, that the Lord has to deal with us on. Now, the Apostle Paul, again, in Philippians 5, he's writing and he said, "Be not entangled with the yoke of bondage." He's using the analogy of one who is the keeper of herdsmen, one who is the keeper of livestock and flocks. And there's a certain type of restraint that you have to put on the animal in order to keep the animal, help me, Holy Ghost, in receptive order or in obedience. So when we are yoked up and we are entangled with sin and different things that afflicts our flesh and keeping us from loving one another and seeing God for who he is, we become a slave, we become an animal, we become a subject to the things that have us. And we can't be subject to anything but the love of God and the grace of God and the commitment to God. We understand from the Ten Commandments that it says we must love God, help me, Holy Ghost, that we must love our God as ourselves and love our neighbors as ourselves. We must love God as our God and our Father. So if anything that we are entangled with that separates us, Paul, again, he writes to the Romans, and he says, "Let nothing separate you from the love of God." So anything that separates us or alleviates us or removes us from the love and the commandment of God, we know it is entanglement and it is a yoke. And then after that, it becomes a stronghold. It becomes something that holds us strong. It becomes something that dismal our view. It becomes something that panoramically isolates us from the things that God have us from. And we must be on high alert when we see things that clout dismally remove our sight from the one who created us. A lot of times in this world, you know, many people are focused on the creation instead of the creator. We're focused on our phones. We're focused on our houses. We're focused on our cars. We're focused on healthcare. We're focused on our SSI and our food stamps and all of these different things. Creation more than the creator. The creator, it is he that has made us and not we ourselves. The Hebrew writer says, looking unto him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. So back to the church of Galatia, back to the letter that Paul is writing to the saints at Galatia, to let them know that our primary goal, that our unilateral goal should be the things that God has for us. Verse 15 of that same chapter says we must be careful that when we bite and devour one another, see that we don't spite and devour each other. When we play tit for tat and we go word for word, eye for an eye. We devour each other, and we're not able to walk freely in the things that God has for us. And we know that that is going on in the body of Christ. Many people are walking away from the body of Christ. Many people are being led astray. Many people are who were concrete and walking according to the statutes of God were walking very closely with the Lord. But nowadays, like never before, we see so many people moving away from the things of the Lord because of yoke of bondage, because we've gotten caught up in titles. I'm a bishop, you're an apostle, I'm a prophet, you're an elder, you're a minister. We share tiers of leadership, paradigms of vocations, things that have separated us from what I'm no more of a bishop than any other body else in the world today that's doing the work of the Lord. The only thing that separates me and anybody else is age and stage, because the same anointing that touched anybody else is the same anointing that had worked within me, that cleaned me up and allowed me to stand before God's people day after day, week after week, and declare the goodness of the Lord, because it is about Him. And when it becomes about Him, we become easily untangled. But in the body of Christ, in the churches today, we have made a God, a paradigm out of what we see and not what God has shown us, and not the primary goal or the pinnacle of God's word. And that's one of the things that is separating us from the word of God. That's one of the things that is have us judging each other and being critical of each other and being envious of one another. You a bishop, I'm a prophet. This church has this amount of folks of following. This ministry is able to produce that amount, and this ministry is able to produce that amount. Leader point A, a leader point B, a leader C is able to do this and to do that. Those are things that are entangling us. And we're not able to do the work that God has called us to do. Never before have we seen so much idolatry and so much carnality into the body of Christ, where we can't even go in the church and we can't even tell if it's a man or a female in the pulpit or on the praise team or in the choir. So much carnality, so much entanglement. Even on the line this afternoon, there's somebody that is on the line, and they're saying, Lord, help my ministry. Help my eyesight. Help what I see, God, because what I see and what I'm doing and what I'm feeling, oh, God, is not you. I'm moving about, oh, God, and I really don't feel what I'm supposed to be feeling. I'm going through the motions. I'm moving through the ranks. I'm doing what they say to do, but I don't feel you, God. He said, be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. We must understand that there is a high call that God has called us to. And number one, the primary call that He's called us to is to love Him and be obedient to Him. I don't want to die. I don't want to live in hell and have to die and go to a burning hell. I want to finish my course. I want to run the course. I want to be dutiful. I want to be zealous in my efforts and faithful in my deportment, by which the things that God has called me to do. And on that great getting up morning, see my Savior face to face, the one who has died for me, and see Him say, well done. I don't want to be yoked up and broke and bound up with carnality and formality and dictatorship, leadership, and things that is not God, and things that pull me away from the kingdom of God, and things that pull me away from me loving my brother, loving all of the other pastors and ministers who are on the line with me, and looking at this one and looking at that one and saying, you don't have a ministry or you don't have a church. God has come. We are all our Heavenly Father's children. Hallelujah, Jesus. And all that God has put in each and every last one of us who are on the line this afternoon, we have been called with a clarion call by way of Pastor Edmund Bernard to come on and pray and seek the face of the Lord and hear the word of the Lord. There is no Jew or Catholic or Protestant. There's no one that is more higher, that has more priority than another. We are all our Heavenly Father's children, and these are some of the things that have us falling away. When we get entangled with things that we can see, when we get entangled with things that we can feel, we lose the motion and the understanding of what God has called us. He said that we are to walk by faith and not by sight. He said we are a chosen generation. We are a chosen priesthood. We are a royal priesthood. So that is a distinct understanding, a distinct rudimentary of who we are and who the world is. And I heard a preacher say the other night, who was in revival in our city, them or us. Every day that we wake up, our lives are living epistles, lit of men. There ought to be a clean, thank you, Holy Ghost, a clear distinction of them and us. The bottom line is, never before have we entered into a dispensation where we cannot decipher between them and us. But the word of the Lord says, be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. Every pastor, every prophet, every bishop, evangelist, whomever is listening to me under the sound of my voice, don't you give up on what God has called you to do. There is a great cluster of commercialism that's moving into the body of Christ. But the word of the Lord say to you, pastor, the word of the Lord say to you, bishop, the word of the Lord say to you, evangelist, the word of the Lord say to you, prophet, the word of the Lord say to you, reverend, don't be entangled by what you see. Because what you see will entangle you to what is not there. So many folk worry. When we worry about stuff that ain't even happened yet. The Lord said, be not entangled with any yoke of bondage. Go forth in my call. Go forth in what I've called you to do. Warn my people. Warn the churches today. Warn the Church of God in Christ. Warn the Baptist Church. Warn the Assemblies of God. Warn the Catholic Church. Warn the Anglican Church. Warn the Jehovah's Witness. Warn the Christian Science. Warn the Seventh-day Adventists. Warn the Lutheran Church. Warn the Judaizers. Warn them not to be entangled. Don't even be entangled with that stuff that's coming from Pennsylvania Avenue, because that man ain't nothing but a made-up figure of satanic order. And all we've got to do is come together and tear Satan's kingdom down and let him know you have no authority. For the authority is in the name of Jesus. God builds up a man and brings him down. God rules the king's heart. He's ruled several leaders and several men's heart in whatever direction he has it. I'm not scared of Donald Trump, because I'm no more scared of Donald Trump than Moses was scared of Pharaoh. And whenever the people of God move in error, God put a wicked king on the throne. There's a wicked king on the throne, but he ain't no bigger than God. Because what God says, I lift up and I tear down. If I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw Donald Trump unto me. Don't be entangled by what you see, because what you see is only just there to remove you from what God has placed you in. Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you. The word that you've given me has come to a close. But Father, I pray right now for Ishat Lab Chikarababa Yo Sabaha. God, I pray for the pastor. I pray for the woman of God. I pray for the woman of God who said, Lord, I prayed my last prayer. God, I pray for the man of God who cast his last check this morning to put into the ministry to do the work that you've called him to do. Father, I pray for the bishop, oh God, who have tired, oh God, who's hiding sins of his sons and his daughters. God, I ask that you would lift up these men and women of God's hand, oh God. Father, I pray right now that as Elijah prayed for Elisha, and Elijah said, open the eyes of these young men, that they may see that there are those who are greater for us than those that are against us. Father, I declare right now that you will stir up a fire in these that are on the line, oh God, that have sat these few seconds and heard what you have poured through the vessel of me. Father, I take no credit for what you've done. I give you all credit, honor, and glory. God, I thank you that you left me alive, that you woke me up this morning to tell somebody, just as the songwriter said, I ain't nothing but a nobody, trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Father, I made myself available to you to speak to these people who are all across this country, men and women of God who I probably never laid eyes on, who, oh God, who need a touch from you. Father, sweep over sweep over their souls, oh God. Father, put fruit back on the vine. Oh God, put dew back on the roses, oh God. Father God, turn their faces to you, oh God. Let repentance ring out of their heart. Not that they did nothing wrong, but we need to be a repentful people, oh God. We need to be ready when you come, oh God. because we don't know when you're coming, oh God. You said in your word you're coming back like a thief in the night. Father, have our oils already lathered and oiled, oh God, so that when you knock on the door, oh God, we could be ready,
yeah,
oh God, just as the Father, we ask that the pastor who slipped into sin, bring him out, the drunken pastor, oh God. Oh, God, the wayward leader, oh, God, because of people who have dogged him out and talked about him, oh, God. The leader, oh, God, because she let folks stay in her home. Who I'm talking to on here. God, lift up in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice, oh, God, among your people. Shine forth, oh, God. Don't let the enemy, oh, God. You told us in your word that when the day, when the enemy would come in like a flood, that you would lift up a standard against the enemy. Father, raise the standard. Raise the standard. Raise the standard of holiness back over your church and everything that's not of you, oh God. Even if it's me, let it bow, oh God, and get right before you. We want to be ready when you come. Shepherd of our soul. Oh God, thank you. We come before you, oh God, as half pitchers before a filled fountain, asking that you fill us up again, oh God. Consecrate us for your service, oh God. Pour fresh wine upon our beards, oh God. And give us a fresh new tongue, oh God. A fresh new utterance from our belly with a stabbering tongue that utter, oh God, to you. In the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for Pastor Bernard. I thank you for her partnering with me and being a friend, oh God. I thank you for her love, oh God, even as a mother's love, oh God, who have walked with me and talked with me in the wee hour of the morning and in the late evenings of the night.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
Whatever she's dealing with, oh God, wrap her in your arms,
thank
oh God.
You.
Rock her, oh God. Rock her to the melodies of heaven, oh God. Back and forth and forward and back. Expand. Oh, God, and let us, we lift up Bentley and Bailey, oh, God, and we tell the devil, drop your weapons and flee from over God's children. We thank you for both of those little kids, oh, God, just as rose buds, oh, God, that grow before lilies, oh, God. Thank you, God, for your power. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your glory. And we thank you that we got the Church of Galatia as our guide, that we're not entangled with the yoke of bondage, oh God, but we're free whom the sun sets is free indeed. May God bless you. May God keep you.
Amen.
I'm Bishop Sean K. Sutton. I pastor the Destiny Institute Church in New Orleans. On Facebook, you can catch me on Facebook, Bishop Sean K. Sutton. And there that we have several videos of messages and teachings that we've done this year and last year. God bless you. May God keep you. It's our prayer.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Bishop. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That word that went down into the marrow of my bones. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Into the marrow of our bones. Be not entangled. You spoke a right now word today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go. Hallelujah. Joshua, amen, amen, out of Stockton, California. She's able to give any comments or whatever the Lord lay on her heart. We just have a few people on the line today. Bishop, I needed that word. I needed that word today. I wasn't feeling good in my body yesterday. I couldn't even get on the line yesterday, but I said, Lord, just strengthen me for the journey today. Glory to God, for the journey today.
God,
I'm just send me a word of encouragement. I just thank God. I bless you. Thank you, Evangelist Joshua.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your line is
thank
open,
you,
Evangelist Joshua. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
All right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
the name, Lord.
Yes, the name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We're going to get out of your seat, Bishop. I'm going to bring you on out there to California. I see you out there. Hallelujah. I'd definitely like you to meet our evangelist, Joshua. You're talking about a word teacher and preacher. She is that. I tell you,
Hallelujah.
She's been a dear friend of mine for over 7 or 8 years now, and I tell you, I just love and appreciate her. I appreciate everything that she poured into me there in Stockton.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. So there she is. Go ahead, Evangelist Joshua.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the word that we have heard. And I thank the Lord. Praise the Lord to each one of you. May God richly bless you in all areas of your life that pertain to holiness and righteousness. Hallelujah. I want to thank the bishop. I didn't catch your name.
Sutton. S-U-T-T-O-N.
Sutton. Amen. Bishop
yes,
Sutton.
Ma'am.
I praise the Lord, was able to listen this morning and receive the word. You know, I was studying, Bishop.
Yes, ma'am.
Revelations.
Uh-huh.
And I was enlightened that we know that you're a bishop, so you know more about the word than probably I do. But I do study.
Praise the Lord.
And
yes, ma'am.
And I noticed that the seven churches.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it preached all kind of ways, you know. The pastors, the angels of the church, and these and that and the other. But the seven churches all
mm-hmm.
represented a condition. They had a condition.
Yes,
and they
ma'am.
Also, the Lord, they were seven literal churches. They were churches that had been down through time. But they
yes,
each
ma'am.
Had a period or a section of time that the condition of that church that the Lord
right.
was speaking about, it was the condition for that time. And we're down to
right.
Laodicea of the sea. And I was
right.
listening to you, and I said that Laodicea, it meant to reflection or self thoughts or the thoughts of people. It's a carnality that had
right.
a period of carnality. And I thought about
right.
that's where and that church sign is now.
Right.
And I said,
right.
you know, if you were talking about how people, they don't have the love they used to have. They don't go to church to serve God.
Right.
We got so many leaders over the people that are self-proclaimed pastors,
mm-hmm.
self-proclaimed bishops and prophets and apostles, and they've left what the word said about it, and they just claim
right.
what they want to claim, you know. And it
exactly.
and because God does, he never even down to Saul. Saul was still in office. But
right.
he wasn't doing what God told him to do, but he was still
right.
leading the people, even though God
right.
had raised up another king after
right.
his own
Amen.
Heart. So
That's
I
it.
Said, you know, this is why the condition, the devil,
mm-hmm.
the Bible says that certain strangers have crept in unaware.
Unaware.
And what? What were you saying,
mm-hmm.
Bishop?
No, I
and,
was just
and,
repeating what you were saying, yes.
Oh, okay.
And jump in any time now.
You can jump in any time.
Yeah, he said that they have, you know, they've led astray, and they, he said, but see, here it is, it's twofold. He said, for in doing so, he said that they will keep for themselves, because he's talking about two different audiences. He's talking about the corrupt
That's
leaders,
right. Go ahead.
But he's talking about the corrupt people, too. He said, he said they will heap for themselves teachers after their own lust. And so when they show the people, you know, one of the things that the emerging church movement did, it allowed a need or a necessity for new leadership. But then that leadership wasn't proven or wasn't, you know, people that had perfected their authority. And so a lot of these mega pastors began to just lay hands and put folks out there. And some of these folks had characterization issues. And so, and that's why one of the things that people have told me for the last 19 years in ministry, oh, you need to go under this person. Oh, you need to, no, I've done that. I've served, I've submitted. Now God has sent me out, because this is not corporate America. I don't need to go sit up under somebody so they can give me a bank account, a big-time car, and a big-time building. That's not what God, he said he gave some to be. And when he said to be, he sent them with the anointing and everything that they needed to go out. He said, I send you out as sheep among wolves. I send you out to go and do that. He said, as I'm sending you out, I don't need you to take nothing for your journey. For when you go out, if you preach my word and do as I say, your needs will be met. So people have taken on as you said, the church at Laodicea have set the stage now. So if you want to be a preacher, you go to this pastor and you sit under them, and they're going to do this and do that and do this, and in 3, 4, 5 years, you're going to be doing this and doing that. And that's okay if that's what God is calling you to do. But that was not the formula for what you do when God have called you to be in ministry. He, first of all, those who are called, the first time you know you call because you run. Many people who God called, they ran because they didn't want to be responsible for the things that came with the calling. Secondly, when they ran, God had to put something in their way to meet them so they won't do otherwise.
Well, I thought when God called you, let's go to call. When he called David out of the field, right?
I
say he represents the shepherds of, you know, with
right.
pastors, in other words. So he called him out of the field, but he didn't go right up to it guess what? He had to go through preparation.
That's right.
And after preparation, did he just go into ministry, even though he was running from Saul? He had to wait until the right time came. And it goes back to what I was saying, that it all leads to the leadership. He said it's the leaders of my people. That's who calls them the heir. Because when you get solid food, like you just taught, and you said we need to come back, we need to not be entangled. And I like that scripture because Galatians tells you not to be entangled again. You're going back.
That's right.
You're the old stuff that you used to do. You picking up things that used to be. When you came to me, you didn't walk with a carnal mind. You walked with a spiritual mind. When you you were looking to do spiritual things, to walk in the spirit. But now you're starting to walk in carnality. So you have left your first love. Isn't that what he told Laodicea?
That's what he said.
He told Philadelphia
Did he tell Philadelphia
that?
Brotherly love. That's right.
You left it.
Right.
And he tells us over and over and over that's why that scripture is set there, and it sits real well. So if my people.
Yeah. Preaching on
you
that last week.
You call by my name. You're saying that you're now, you know, Christian is thrown around so liberally now. It's just any way you want to. I'm a Christian. And he told us no. He said, I was talking to Pastor Bernard,
see,
she was saying, you know.
That's another thing that they have missed, because we were characterized as Christian by our enemies. We were never characterized as Christians by our people of faith. We were called Christians at Antioch, and before that we were called people of the way, you know.
Right.
And that's where Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, our enemies called us Christians.
That's right, but we were called the people of that way. It was a specific way.
That's right.
But
so,
that's why he told
you,
he said, come out and be ye separate. He said,
that's
if they
right.
come teaching any other doctrine, you count them
let
that
them
way.
Be a curse. A curse.
Let
that's
them be
right.
a curse. Uh-huh.
That's right.
So,
that's
so
right.
they, but now it's everybody. I remember when we long years when a man out there in the world made this record, said, everyday people. Everybody was everybody. You, whatever you wanted to do, it was fine as long as you use the guise of I'm a Christian. I believe
right.
in God. The Bible says
that's
the
right.
devil. What does
mm-hmm.
he do? He believes.
Right. He does.
That there's a God.
Yeah.
He's even
trembled. Yeah.
But that doesn't make him who he is. And so, you
that's
know,
right.
I think it's getting down to, let me hurry up. I think it's getting down to the time when we need to, as the Bible says, save yourself. It becomes an individual affair because you cannot
mm-hmm.
depend on who's leading you. You know, there used to be a time that you could lean on whoever was leading you. You could trust and you could depend.
Trust.
It's getting down to a time when you better lean on Jesus. You better lean
right.
on the Lord. And
right.
that's why he says he's the Lord. Say, who is this king? Say, he's
that's
the
right.
Lord of hosts. The Lord
right.
of hosts. He's the Lord over everybody.
Oh,
almighty. Save yourself. Yourself
right.
from this
right.
untoward generation. That was a worthy word that you gave this morning. I just wanted to tell you really stirred up something in me because that's
Amen.
What the Lord has been dealing with me about. It's not,
right.
be not entangled again. Where have I slipped from? Am I praying like I used to?
Yeah, come on.
Am I speaking the Lord like I used to? Am I fasting like
right.
I used to? Do I have a respect for God's people.
Like
my
God.
That
was a word. I could go on and on. That was a good word. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
This is Joshua. We looking for her to come on here and teach. Now, see, she done got on in it today. You done stirred up, Bishop.
That's good. That's good. That's
amen,
good.
Amen.
That's
we go to Minister Darylin right now. I see my other cousin all the way from Lansing, Michigan, Minister Aaron Singleton. I see him on the line. I'm going to go to him next. You didn't miss the word today, Aaron. You're going to have to go back on the archive. Minister Darylin, goodbye. God bless you. You have any comments?
Oh, God bless
you.
Baby. I don't know about the rest of them. I just don't know why. I don't know what they're doing right now at the noonday hour. But I tell you one thing. If you're not sure and if you're looking for something and you're just not sure, I would like to tell them to tune in. Because the man of God. Go ahead, man of God. How you did it apply?
He didn't preach today.
Amen.
I did it, baby. And he didn't do it in a preaching way. He's done it in a teaching way. He taught today.
He taught. Yes, he did.
You know, the thing about it is sometimes you want to go around thinking that, you know everything because, you know, I can teach myself at home because I can read my Bible at home. But God put men and women in certain places for certain reasons.
Amen.
For such a time as this.
For such a time as this. Amen.
And I'm telling you, you done blessed me. And to the point I have to go in the bathroom and look at myself in the mirror. You know, examine yourself. I had to check myself. I said, okay, and it ain't over. It ain't over because I'm going to go back to the mirror because I need to go check myself. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, man of God. Look, I thank you, Pastor Bernard. I thank you because you have to be a woman of God's own heart because all you do is bring on the men and women of God who can teach and preach the word of God.
Yes,
with no hesitation, ain't no compromising, just teach.
No.
It's up to you to accept it. It's up to you to study
That's
it.
Right.
It's up to you to follow it.
Right.
And let me tell you something. I got to go
Amen.
Back.
Amen.
I got, you know, because I was riding in the car when we first started, so I need to go back because, you know, riding the car and trying to be on the prayer line and doing other things is not all the way good. So, but guess what? I'm going back. Because I know there's some more revelation in there. Some more.
Amen.
But I just want to thank you. Thank you, Pastor.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you.
Amen.
I just thank you for allowing God to use it. I thank you for allowing God to let you be transparent. You know, the thing
thank
about
you.
It is, I just appreciate ain't nobody sugarcoating nothing on this line.
Thank you.
Ain't no sugarcoating going on here. You know?
That's right.
And you know, what I love about it, ain't nobody bigger than nobody else on here.
Oh, no.
Just
everybody,
like
we all
got
children.
See, they're so busy tuned into them titles. Stop looking at your title because the birth certificate, my birth certificate said Daryl and Michelle Moses. It ain't got Minister Moses, but nowhere on that promise. At the end of the day, when I go stand before God, he is not going to say Minister Daryl and Moses. He's going to say Daryl and Moses. That's the bottom line. Unless I get married and have another name. But anyway, I still going to be Daryl and Moses. Thank you. God bless you.
All right.
That's all I need. I thank you, God, for this prayer line. We're going to pray for more and more to tune in mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Daryl. God bless
thank you.
She's right there. You probably haven't seen her. She followed me and come and support me when whatever endeavor I have going. She's right there, so I just appreciate her and love her dearly. Amen. I'm going to go to my sister. We have two more calls on the line. I'm going to let you go, Bishop. Just wanted to see if anybody wanted it, needed any, to need a prayer. And then I'm going to let Bishop go. I know he's a busy man. I don't want to call him. Dawn, your line is open. If you'd like to say anything, you're welcome to do so. If not, I'm going to go on to Minister Aaron. Aaron, God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I was trying to get on this line. Somebody had called, man. I had to encourage him and witness to him. And matter of fact, our cousin Winnie, you know, I had to encourage him and witness to Winnie. So I was trying to come up on here, trying to, you know, get on here as soon as I can and all. But I was talking to him about entanglement. And I said, God, trying to get us out of our entanglement mind. And God is pleased with the suffering. God is dealing with suffering. He wants you to suffer to reign with him. You have to go through the situation to get this for God to get the glory. And the Lord was dealing with my spirit like that. Said, you got to suffer. I'll be pleased with your suffering and what you're going through. Because that's the only way you can make it. And that he was dealing with me just now when you was talking, Bishop, that you are true.
Yes, sir.
Preacher, you are true. See, there's so many fake preachers on the line, a lot of evangelists, a lot of false prophets, a whole bunch of them.
I tried.
But
time
is winding up, and it's time to get with the real. Who's the real preacher going to stand up for Christ? Because we don't believe the Bible. We be hitting and missing the scriptures in the Bible. So the thing is, God is tired of that. And there's so many people calling themselves a prophet, so many people calling themselves evangelist. And God ain't really called you in those titles. But you want to look so good for the show to people that, you know, because, you know, nowadays, that's what people's trying to do nowadays. But God was dealing with my spirit and just like guiding me in the right direction, going through some things. But I'm not going to talk about it. I'm putting my trust in God because he got my back.
Well, let me say something, brother. And as I was ministering, I saw a man coming on the line. And I don't know if you are a bishop or you are under a bishop, but I saw God was dealing with me with a brother something about a bishop, mm-hmm. and I don't know if that fits you. Do you walk in the office of a bishop?
No, I walk in. My daddy used to be the presiding bishop of the Pentecostal Apostolic Church of Bishop Singleton. He died in the year 2017, 89 years old.
Okay.
But my mother and father, my
cousin,
20, yeah,
there
no, he there? Died in the year 2017.
Okay.
His brother is a bishop. His brother took over the ministry. You know, my uncle that came to New Orleans, Bishop Alfred, this is one of his sons. And so his elder brother took over.
Well, the Lord told me, that's how I saw it. I saw it correctly.
Yeah.
Brother, you're too humble. You're too humble. There's mm-hmm. some blessing that passed over you because you didn't take your right place. But the Lord told me to tell you, guard your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Guard your heart, because just because people are sitting in the right seats, that don't mean that that's where God wants them to sit. But you being like David, and see, you're a very sensitive man of God. You're very sensitive to things, and you're very sensitive in the spirit. But you being very sensitive have allowed so many things to pass you, and you say you're not worrying about it. God said, no, son, gird up your loins. And take back what the enemy stole from you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's what I said about the bishop. When I said about a bishop, because it was a young man that I saw getting ready to walk into the office of the bishop. You're getting ready to walk in that office.
Ah!
But there's some bishops. There's some bishops that's fighting you. They're fighting you because they're saying, no, you don't have it. No, that's not for you. But that was for you before you was placed in your mother's womb.
Yeah.
You're just not aggressive. You're not mm-hmm. like them. That's what the Lord says. You the man I was calling out, them and us.
Wow.
Hallelujah. I knew God was talking to me about somebody. And see, when you said that you was on the line and then you had to get off, see, the devil didn't want you to hit the rest of it, but God had you to call back.
Yes. He showed you.
God told me to get off the phone. The Lord said,
The Lord told me to get off that phone and get on. I was hoping y'all was going to take a long time because I was like, the Lord was dealing with my spirit to get on and said, you're going to miss something. You don't get on it.
Yeah. Yeah, you was going to miss your word. But the Lord said, you're next in line to be the bishop. That's what God said. Now,
what you're saying is, go ahead.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
It may be for you to pray more. It may be for you to seek God more. It may not be for you to move in what your father built. But
mm-hmm.
you are next in line to be a bishop.
You know what you're saying is true because people told me I got my
daddy,
father's mantle.
Listen, Aaron, let him finish, Aaron. What your daddy built
have been contaminated by men.
Hmm.
So you might need to seek God at what he's saying for a direction. But his position has already been laid. But direction is maybe what you're missing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know you. I don't know your father. I don't know the organization that y'all have. But I'll say this to you. Position is not so much what contaminates man. It's direction.
Mm-hmm.
What contaminates man. Do you hear what I'm saying?
I'm listening.
So it's the direction in which God may want you to go into.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. So even though you're next in line and you're a young man, you've served a lot of great leaders. You've worn a lot of black eyes, serving a lot of leaders. You saw some stuff. Matter of fact, you didn't even want to come over into 2019 because you didn't even want to continue in the body of Christ. Hello.
Yes, Lord.
You didn't even want to continue in the body of Christ. Mm. But the Lord says, what I got for you, can't no man give it. I've given it to you. You're already in the position of a bishop. You've already walked into that apostolic mantle. It's there. Now, understand what direction is, because that's your problem. Direction is your problem. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord to you.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Jesus.
I receive it.
Yeah.
I receive it.
Bishop, and I just want to interject this, that I know you don't know Aaron. You don't know anything about his family or nothing. You never met none of them. You don't know. So, Aaron, I know this is the Lord speaking through the prophet. Bishop, Tashan, he is a prophet. He is a prophet.
So I know he is.
That was the Lord speaking through him, and I know what's going on, and I know my family. So I just wanted to say, Bishop, you own it. You own it today. Clicking on all cylinders today.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was the person, because as I was on, I saw it was one person I had to talk to individually. He's the one. He's the one, the bishop.
Oh, okay.
And I hope some way, somehow, that God allowed me to lay eyes on him. And understand this, man of God, and I'm trying to leave you alone. God says also consecration, official consecration, may not take place right now, but you have been consecrated because of your commitment to him to walk into that assignment.
Yeah.
See,
men don't want to
lay hands on you. Men don't want to lay hands on you. They don't want to lay hands on you. So God may not have it ordained at this time for them to lay hands on you, but you've already been installed into the position because what's on your life? Don't look to man. Look to God. And I'm going to tell you something. Even in the flesh, man of God, because God has picked you up and called you, there's some things that's in the flesh that's not right, but God said that's going to burn off because it's only there to remove you from what God has for you. See, you got to watch sin. Sin is S-I-N. I is the problem with sin. Not the S and the N, it's the I. So watch what you say yeah to, because the I is dangerous. Watch what you lay eyes on. Sanctify yourself this day before me, my child, and hear what I have to say towards you. Because there's about to be a turbulence in the leadership. There's about to be some death. There's about to be some men, some moved out of the way. And what God wants to bring them to is who we're going to put next. And ask me how I know. Ask me how I know.
How you know?
Oh, my God. 36 years old. Nobody in the city would lay hands on me. God sent me to a white man. And the white man laid hands on me immediately, heard my voice, and said, get to the airport. There's a ticket waiting for you. Don't tell me about what God won't do. See, you're looking at man. You need to look at God. 36
years old.
And preach in the Catholic Church, the Lutheran Church, and every other church God has. I preach there. They send for me, and they receive me as a prophet. Nothing else, nothing more. Because when God is hand on you, son, he'll give you a universal language. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. Guard your heart and watch what you say, because folks are listening.
I know you're telling the truth, because the pastor at church I go to now, his name is Bishop Maxwell. I go to his church, and he be telling me the same thing, been telling me now through the years, the same thing. The calling on your life is deep, and you just got to get yourself where God wants you to be.
Yeah, that's all.
So I know this is confirmation.
Mm-hmm. And there's a song that I sing when I'm in heavy spiritual warfare. Yes, Lord, to your way. Yes, Lord, your will I will obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be yes.
So yes.
That's what you need to do. Just tell him yes.
Yes.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to be on the
air. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bishop. You've been such a blessing. I know you're a busy man. Anytime you have time where you can spare and just come on and be a blessing to the people of God, I tell you, we're on this line, as I always said. You know, God blessed us to be on this line. And as Minister Darrell said, you know, we're not on here gossiping. We're not on here misleading. We're only here to really just impart what thus say the Lord to the people of God. And you have people at home. Some people are dead. Mother Charity was bedridden. But guess what? She was on this line before I was tuned in. She was on this line. Just to receive the word. That's it. We're not on the big. We're not on here trying to lure nobody from one place to the other because I don't have a building. But I have an assignment on my life. And when you have an assignment on your life, everybody's not going to embrace you. Everybody's not going to embrace you, but you got to know that whatever God has assigned to you, that's for you.
Right.
God will give you people for your life. And Bishop, God, I declare today that God is going to continually give you people for your life. Because guess what? You're not in the seed. You're not in here for mockery. You're not in here for a name, to proclaim your name among the people. But you, God has given you an assignment that you're able to encourage hearts and you're able to empower people, not to hold them in bondage. That scripture says, be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. So that's, you're just a free spirit. And you allow other people to be free. And that's it.
Right.
So God is going, I'm looking for God to do some great things in 2019 in your ministry and in your life. And I know one thing, you're a praying man and you're a fasting man. And anything that you say, glory to God, you don't know how it's going to come about, but God always make a way. So I decree and declare today for everything that you have poured out in the spirit to us on this line today, and that every need that you may have, that God is going to meet it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Doors are going to be open this year. Hey, doors are going to be open this year on your behalf. You'll find you already traveling, but you're going to be traveling more so in this season. Amen. Because people are hungry for the word of God. Glory to God. They're not looking for the big edifice. They're not looking for the dinner plates and the sit at the head table. People are hungry for the word. People want to know if you care. Amen. They ain't interested in what you know. They're not interested in what you know. They're interested in what you care. Amen. They're going to come saying, I preached in your name, and I did this in your name. He's going to say, if you did it to the least of them, you did it unto me. Did you visit me when I was sick? Did you come to the prison? Amen. Did you put some money in my account when you knew I had it? Those are the things that, those are the things that fall up under ministry. It's caring for others. Glory to God. So I bless the Lord for you today, Bishop. I thank you. We're not going to hold you. You can dismiss us with a word of prayer. And we'll see you all on the line next week. Well, remember Saturday, Little Minister Chaz come on at 5 p.m. Come on and support Chaz. It's the same call-in number. At 5 o'clock, if you're not busy, you're not doing anything, tune in and be a blessing to Minister Chaz. He was 16 years old, but he loved the Lord. He loved the Lord. He just need a little more direction. But he loves the Lord. Thank God for each and every one of you on Evangelist Josh and my sister Dawn, Minister Daryl, and also my cousin out of Lansing, Michigan, Minister Aaron. I'm thankful that you didn't miss this broadcast because God wanted our bishop to impart that word to you. So, Bishop, I'm going to dismiss us and we're gone.
Okay. Father, we thank you for this time again. I bless you, O God, that you poured out even more than I expected, O God. So thank you, O God, that I was able to be a conduit by which somebody would understand that there's a reality in serving the truth and living God. We thank you for the young man who received your word, God. I thank you for Pastor Adrian. And we thank you for all of the listeners, O God, whereby they have heard and listened and heard your word. God, we ask that you would just keep them in perfect peace as they keep their mind stayed on you. Bless those that are infirm. Bless those, O God, who listening. Bless those, oh God, who needed a word. And Father, just let this word resonate in their spirits. Rest, rule, and abide with them for now, henceforth, now, and forevermore. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. amen and thank God.
Amen. 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 God bless you all. We're going to close it down now. Thank you, Evangelist Joshua, for interacting with the bishop today. Love you.
Bless you all. We'll see y'all next week.